Hello and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm in the last few verses of the fourth chapter of the book of Romans. I want to read the last three verses because they are one continuous thought crammed with theology. The lead-in to this was Paul's statement of Romans 3:22, in which he is quoting Genesis 15:6. It was accounted to him for righteousness. The hymn is Abraham, and his faith was counted to him for righteousness. That's been the point the entire fourth chapter. Now, Paul is going to, as if we didn't know he was doing this, we know because we know where the rest of the book is going. But remember, I think Romans could be looked at as a conversation between two parties. I think that Tertius, the writer of Romans, the physical writer, while Paul is the brains behind Romans, Tertius could be the other side of the table, so to speak, with Paul and Tertius carrying on conversation back and forth. And if this be the case, then you've got to realize that every few minutes, Paul needs to clarify why he's saying what he's saying. He's been telling us for the entire fourth chapter that God counts people righteous based upon faith using the example of Abraham. But he wants to drive that point home in what I think is one of the better transitions of chapter splits in the book of Romans. You're going to go out of 4 and into 5, and I think it was the perfect spot to do so. So when he says that that faith was counted for righteousness for Abraham, it leads him to this long 23rd, 24th, 25th verse passage where he says, "Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification." So Paul says it was not only written so that we would see that Abraham received the promise based upon faith. It was written so that we would see that we also have it imputed to us. Imputed what? Imputed righteousness. Logizomai righteousness, what we talked about yesterday. It's not an opinion. It's not a possibility. It's a fact. It's an accounting fact. The numbers are solid. That you and I have been declared righteous based upon the finished work of Christ and our faith in the finished work of Christ. So it wasn't only written of Abraham that if he believed he would be made righteous. It was written of us that if we believed we would be made righteous. 24, it shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offenses and raised because of our justification. So Paul then says, not only was Abraham counted righteous because of faith, we are counted righteous because of faith, but faith in what? So Paul breaks the story of the finished work into two main parts, which we do as well when we celebrate the Easter weekend. We celebrate his crucifixion on Good Friday, and we celebrate his resurrection on Easter morning. Paul will use the crucifixion and resurrection motif as his way of rounding out what faith is and what it's all about. It's imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. So our faith is in the one who raised Christ from the dead. Paul's really saying our faith is in God and the fact that he has raised Christ from the dead. But why was Christ dead in the first place? He was delivered up because of our offenses and then raised up because of our justification. So Paul is teaching that our faith is not, as some say, to be placed exclusively in the cross of Christ, but rather our faith is in the God that raised Jesus from the dead. It's not enough for us to believe that Jesus died. Because listen, whether you believe it or not, Jesus died. It's not a great act of faith for me to believe that Abraham Lincoln died. It's a historical fact. It's not a great act of faith to believe that my grandfather died. I was at his funeral. It's not a great act of faith to believe that Jesus died on a cross. It is a greater act of faith to believe that God raised him from the dead. See, I have no faith that God raised Abraham Lincoln from the dead. I have no faith that God has raised my grandfather from the dead. But I have faith to believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. And while I understand what people mean when they say faith through the cross, what they're saying is my faith is that Christ has died on my behalf, but that is incomplete. As Paul would say in 1 Corinthians 15, if Christ is still dead, then we are still dead as well in our sins and our trespasses. But we don't believe he's still dead. We believe that he is alive, that he has been raised up. Now, I want to stop there because I want to spend significant time on the two facts of the 25th verse. Delivered up because of our offenses and raised up because of our justification. We'll deal with those tomorrow. I hope you have a great day. Grace to you. God bless.